Hello, and welcome to this, the third place entry in our top 10 third party Wii games, which is none other than Boomblocks Bash Party, a game developed, programmed, and pretty much everything was done by Steven Spielberg himself. I think that's what happened. I'm Tyler Olu, and today I'm joined by JP Corbin.
Hey, everybody.
Say hello, JP.
Hey.
So we're going to talk about Boomblocks Bash Party, developed by EA, published by EA, and Steven Spielberg supposedly had some sort of role to do with it.
Yes.
But really, something I want to really focus on is how I felt it exemplified the Wii's philosophy. I think if you look at the Wii, it's pretty clear with Wii Sports that the system was a pick 'em and play system. It was all these, you know, like with Wii Sports, it was games, the sports, and they were easy to get into, and people understood the rules right away, and, you know, things like bowling, baseball, tennis, it's just motions, and it's very simple to understand. And I think that Boomblocks really encouraged that exact same type of gameplay, in that it said, here's something, now destroy it. It's very simple.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great. I mean, it's a fantastic game. It's a whole lot of fun, but it's a very simple concept. It's a very simple kind of gameplay mechanic that just works. And yeah, in that way, it's very much like a Wii Sports, where, you know, it just took a simple idea and just executed it really well.
Mm-hmm. I think the construction of anything is so difficult, but by asking someone to destroy it, that's just so much more easier. And just the fact that you're, in general, in most cases, you're throwing something. You're throwing a ball, you're throwing a bowling ball, you're throwing a bomb.
Yeah.
It's so simple and easy to get into that I think it was a game that had a better chance of having that cross appeal because of something like Wii Sports that set that idea in motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I mean, this, I think, more than most third party games, I mean, you saw a lot of games on the Wii that kind of tried to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But from third parties, I don't think anyone did it better than this.
No,
I think it would be hard to argue that in any situation, like, I mean, anyone got to this kind of level as close to the whole, as well as Wii Sports did in.
Yeah, exactly. I'd even say, even in comparison to a lot of Nintendo games, like the games that they made themselves for the system, they didn't go back to that well of being like, this is for everybody. This is, people can understand this, people can get into it, this is going to get your grandma playing your Wii. Just such a great job. And there's even, like, you know, Mario Galaxy has the pointer controls and a little spin motion, but it's still nothing that couldn't have been done on a standard controller. But Boomblocks definitely needed to have that motion, especially since throwing the ball, it was so great that it actually measured, like, you know, how fast you're throwing it. Like, if you just needed a gentle touch or, you know, just the placement of the blocks and stuff, it was very, very important.
And the pointer as well. I mean, it's like the pointer was a huge part of it.
Yeah, and it's very easy to understand that the Wii itself, the pointer controls is where it's at. Like it was so great. That's coming away from the Wii. That was something that everyone can agree on. The pointer controls.
You take a game like this is a game where you look at what the Wii remote can do. The standard Wii remote, because I mean you see a lot of games that use motion effectively. Had to wait until Motion Plus because they wanted to do complicated things with the motion. They wanted to do full gestures. But these guys who made this game, Steven Spielberg, took the motion control that the regular standard Wii remote was capable of and said, what can we do with this that's fun? And they made this, and they did a good job of it.
Oh, it's just a fantastic job. It was such great, so full of character, and it was really fun. Now, I read through the Bash Party manual, and it seemed like they really felt like they created a really great cast of characters in the first game, noting that they were classic characters that were returning. But it was a really cute game, and it ran really, really well. Like, just because it was blocks, it didn't really, didn't really command a lot of the Wii. But it was just because of that. Like, it's just another example of how they're able to focus and say, this is what works on the Wii. Like, it's nothing crazy fancy, but that allows us to have the physics, a very strong physics engine, and allows us to create these very complex puzzles, and it's really great. So.
Yeah.
But I think another great thing about Bash Party was just, like, the variety. Like, do you remember, like, just all the modes? Like, it was just insane. Like, just, you had multiplayer, you had co-op multiplayer, and Bash Party especially had so much going for it. It was almost like you're just drowning in content.
Yeah.
It allowed you to, right from the start, just pick the type of gameplay that you wanted to play. And whether that be, there's just the straight up, throwing the ball and knocking down a tower and stuff like that. There are things where, you would have a slingshot and you would attach, it would almost be like you'd tether the slingshot to a block in the environment, and then you'd push that block itself as opposed to trying to hit it with something. Like, you were already attached to it, you could aim where you wanted it to go. So that was really fun. So it was just so much content there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple concept, but they found a lot of ways to make it interesting and to do a lot of different cool things with it. Mm-hmm. So I really think they managed to get a lot out of that concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just showed how well they what kind of game they were making, because in comparison to the first game had a lot of, well, maybe not a lot, but it had a fair amount of stuff that just, it took away from that concept of destruction. Like, it was almost, they had escort missions.
Frankly. Yeah.
That's what they had. And you had to watch a character, like, generally it was a cow or a pig, I don't know, but they would, you know, very slowly crawl across the screen, and you had to throw balls at the enemies that were trying to hit them. It was just very kludgy, it didn't really work that well.
Yeah.
It didn't work well, but that's gone in Bash Party. So instead they just kept building up and making new stuff. They had towers that had point blocks, and you'd have to, you know, remove them and not let the friendly characters fall off the tower and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bash Party is exactly the kind of sequel you want to see. It did more of the stuff that you wanted to see. It got rid of some of the stuff that didn't work, and it just improved on what was already there. I mean, that's why this is on the list and the first one isn't, because this one just kind of took the original's idea and just made it better.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's funny that you say another huge improvement of it was that in the first game, you could still create levels, but you had to share them with Wii Connect 24. And so, which now is, but back then you're like, oh, this could be pretty cool. Yeah. But it was basically anyone on your friends list. You could share the levels that you created with. And it worked, definitely worked, but people had to be on your friends list, and eventually it became pretty clear that people on your friend list weren't the same people that you could play online with, but sharing was the only thing you can get away with. But with Bash Party, what they did was they just had it so you could upload to a server, and EA themselves populated the server with, like, a ton of levels. Like, they worked really, really hard. Like, the game was already just jam-packed, so it was cool. You could download them, and you could save them to your system, and then people would make some, too, and, you know, besides all the Mario sprites and the Sonic sprite levels, there's some generally pretty creative stuff in there. People did a really good, made a really good example of the creation system they had there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's, I mean, yeah, that's a huge improvement over the first one, because,
yeah.
I mean, I remember being on the Nintendo World Report forums at the time the first one came out. There were people trying to organize, you know, get people's friends together, try and share some of the levels, but I mean, that's never going to work as well as a centralized kind of server for it, which EA did provide, and I think that was great.
Yeah. It was funny, too, because people, in the game itself, people would make, like, very crude, and it was hard to do, but they would make, like, Rube Goldberg crazy machines, like, where, you know, like, they had these special blocks that were, like, chemicals. When they touch, they explode. And then that would ignite a bomb, which would then set off some other things, and then if luck would have it, then those blocks would go and hit some other chemical blocks, and it was just really fun to watch it play out, just everything. I think a lot of people's goal in the creation system was to, like, make the Wii come to, like, a screeching halt. Like, it was crazy, like, how much stuff was going on in the game, so it's crazy.
There's a great amount of stuff here.
Yeah, so. Is there anything that, like, that's really stuck out to you? Like, I know for me, like, playing it, there's some really weird details. Like, one thing, I've never seen this in any other Wii game. This is just me thinking, seeing how the developers really took this game very seriously. And, like, one thing was, like, if you hit the home button, the game actually had, like, a different background that came up. I don't remember seeing that in, like...
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that in any other Wii game. And it's not, like... That's not necessarily what's on this list, but it's just... It's another example of this not being, like, you know, a B team working on a game.
Yeah.
This is people wanting to make a really great game on the Wii and making sure that it focuses on the Wii, and just that small little detail of a background image that always popped up. Instead of just, if you hit the home menu any other game, it's like black, or maybe it pauses the game in the background, you can kind of like hazily see it. But, I don't know, it's just really cute that they did that.
That's the thing. It's the one thing that stands out about this game. It's one of the reasons it's so high on our list, is that this isn't a game made by a developer who's like, well, we have to shoehorn this into the Wii, or we have to take this and kind of push it into the Wii where it doesn't really fit. They looked at what the Wii could do, and they built a game around that. And that's, I think, why a lot of Nintendo's games were so great on the system, and it's why this game is so great, that you weren't looking at it for what the Wii wasn't, you were looking at it for what it was, and you just built it, you know, around that.
And they did it all without Motion Plus. So... It goes to show, like, that the controller was not as limiting as people may have believed, and Nintendo tried to make it even more improved with the Motion Plus, but, you know, in the hands of a good developer, like, you can make a great game, like a fantastic game, and that's just what the team at EA did. I love Boombox. I think if it would have been more accessible, we probably would have, you know, Boombox Show. Like, the game is loaded with
it's
weird characters, and it's just jam-packed with, like, obscure references to things.
I think it's a great idea, and it's something, I mean, this is, no, I mean, I'm not meaning any disrespect to this game, because there's a lot of content there, and there's a lot of stuff there, but this is a game that would perform a lot better, sales-wise, on a download platform. And so, I would love to see them go back to this idea, maybe on the Wii U eShop, maybe get some interesting ideas with the gamepad in there as well, and use the remote still to do it, and I think this could be one really amazing, you know, $15 download game and get it in the hands of more people.
Yeah. Before we close, I want to say too that another way that they just made it for everyone is that the game just constantly earning, I think they're called like Dash Box or Boom Box Box or something.
Yeah.
Boom Bucks. Probably that's probably the best, most lucky one. You're just constantly earning money, and also around the levels there's a very tiny little hidden block with a B. So you move the camera around, you kind of find it, and if you hit that, you earn tons of money. You don't have to succeed at the level necessarily to get that money. What that did with that currency is that you could then unlock stuff.
Yeah.
So if you had a tough level, you could unlock many levels ahead. Like, you just skip it. It wasn't just like a bench you'd have to come back to. You may never have to come back to that level. It was just that, they just made everything that convenient for the player. It was just such a great game.
Yeah, I mean, it was designed perfectly with those little kind of hooks to keep you playing, to keep you just keep going to the next level, so you never got too frustrated, you never got too upset at any one thing, you know, and that can happen in a game like this. You can run into one level and it's like, I hate this level, I'm never going to get this level, and it makes you want to quit playing, and this game just didn't let you get to that point.
Absolutely not, yeah. It was a great game, and just a fantastic game overall, not even just a great Wii game, just a great...
Yes, great and game. That's one of the things about this list, the lists we're doing here with the top tens, is like, they're not, you know, great Wii games, they're great games.
Yeah.
They're just really good games, some of them, I mean, like, this game, I mean, it wouldn't have really worked without the Wii controls, but it would have been, if you put it on PlayStation Move, it would have been a great game. Okay, it's like, this is a game that just solid mechanics, really fun kind of gameplay hook, and I think one of the more fun games of this generation. Really overlooked.
Yeah. So, go track it down. It's probably, I don't know, EB Games probably gives you money to take it off
your
hands.
Yeah, it is, like, gotta be cheap at this point.
There's no way. Track down the first one if you can, like, there's no reason not to, but really, Bash Party is the better of the two, so I really recommend picking that up. So, I think that wraps everything up.
I think that's about it. We're good, you know, so there's not much to say, but, you know, it's really simple mechanics, so there's not that much to say, but it is just really good and really fun, so go check it out if you haven't.
Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.